USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will restrict travel from India beginning on Tuesday amid a surge of COVID cases in that country. India recorded 401,000 new infections on Saturday, the first time any nation has recorded more than 400,000 new cases in a single day. Officials reported about 3,500 deaths on Saturday, but many also say that deaths have been severely undercounted amid the surge. The White House has ordered entry restricted for all foreign nationals who've been in India in the last 2 weeks. The restrictions do not apply to U.S. citizens or permanent residents. India has opened up vaccinations to all adults in an attempt to slow the spread of the virus, but supplies are low in many areas of the country. And Medina Spirit has won the 147th running of the Kentucky Derby. With the win, trainer Bob Baffert becomes the winningest trainer in the Derby's history, notching his seventh victory. Jockey John Velasquez also won his fourth run for the Roses aboard Medina Spirit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John Jubilee. I've become dear friends with Wayne Allen, and wow, has this guy had a transformation this year or what? He's so excited, the guy is posting pictures with his shirt off on social media. I am so excited for him. But more importantly than all of those amazing muscles and all the fat that he's lost, he has gained intercellular hydration, energy. Did you think he could even get more energetic? Why? Because this breakthrough science of intercellular hydration literally reverses diabetes, high blood pressure, builds your immune system, super boosts the immune system. Ladies, it'll balance your hormones naturally while metabolizing all your fat. Every side effect is a good one. This is intercellular hydration, cellular health, the best you in just 88 days. Call me today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizehealth.com.
The Army is severely punishing leaders at Fort Hood after an investigation showed massive failures in investigating the death of Specialist Vanessa Guillen. Wendy King reports.
The Army says it's disciplined 21 officers and non-commissioned soldiers, including the firing of 8 commanders, after the death of Vanessa Guillen. She was killed in Fort Hood, Texas last year. They did acknowledge she was being sexually harassed. Federal investigators say that Guillen was working at an armory last April when Specialist Aaron Robinson, who actually wasn't sexually harassing her, beat her to death. He is believed to have later dismembered and burned her remains. They were found 2 months after she died. The investigation also found a series of missteps that allowed Robinson to escape. When he was confronted by police after her remains were found, he shot himself. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Arizona has approved additional funding for the stationing of National Guard troops on their southern border. The state's emergency council approved about $2.5 million to pay for the deployment of 250 Guard troops to the border to assist law enforcement in border areas. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp recently visited National Guard troops from his state positioned on the border in Texas, and tells Fox News that conditions on the border have worsened since his last trip in December.
They're going to have 600,000 apprehensions just in this year at McAllen. So very, very much different than it was. The cartels are making a lot of money shipping people across the border. They're you know, really have a strategic plan. They'll start throwing kids and people in the river that can't swim to divert Border Patrol agents from getting these cartel members. And then they'll also send people across to be a decoy to draw attention to them, and then send, you know, float forward rangers full of drugs across the river and get them into the interior of the country. So really, really different versus December when I was there.
And the NFL held its draft in Cleveland this weekend, and while all the bright lights were shined on the stars picked Thursday in the first round, one player joined a select club on Saturday at the very end of the draft. Tampa Bay selected University of Houston linebacker Grant Stewart with the 259th and final pick, making him 2021's Mr. Irrelevant. Stewart notched a team-high 61 tackles in 2020, his senior season. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.